Britain, formerly known as Albion, is an island in the ocean, lying towards the northwest at a considerable distance from the coasts of Germany, Gaul, and Spain.
Bede is simply the indispensable source for the conversion of England, both as an interpreter of documents and as an editor of documents.
The total coastline extends to 3,600 miles. There are many land and seabirds of various species, and it is well known for its plentiful springs and rivers abounding in fish.
Bede never left his monastery, so you have this incredibly wonderful paradox of this man who stays in one place virtually all his life.
And his universalism, his intellectual curiosity, his grip of the intellectual culture that was currently available.
I've spent all the remainder of my life in this monastery and devoted myself to the study of the scriptures. And while I have observed the regular discipline and sung the choir offices daily in church, my chief delight has always been in study, teaching, and writing.
Bede at one stage talks about being on the periphery of the Christendom, right under the Northern Star. What we need to remember about all these monasteries, Jarrow, Wearmouth, Whitby, Lindisfarne, is that they're linked by a network to a new world, which is centred on Rome, on Jerusalem, on the Mediterranean world.
The facts we know about the life of Bede are few. Nobody thought to write his saint's life, and he held no major ecclesiastical office. He gives us the bare bones of his monk's life in an appendix to his great work, The Ecclesiastical History of the English People. And we know from elsewhere that Bede often became weepy in his devotions. Magnificat antiphons could set him off, or a scriptural verse such as, I will not leave you orphans. 8th century Northumbria, extending north of the Humber to the Firth of Forth, was one of the greatest cultural, literary, and religious centres of the Western world. So much of what we know of early English history comes from Bede, for whom church and people blend into one, that it seems fitting to acclaim him as God's first Englishman. He is apparently the only Englishman deemed fit to enter Dante's Paradiso, where he is acclaimed, 6 centuries later, by St. Thomas Aquinas. It was part of Bede's grand ambition to see the fractious nations of his time come into harmonious communion with Rome.
At the present time, there are in Britain, in harmony with the 5 books of divine law, 5 languages and 4 nations. English, British, Irish and Picts. Each of these have their own language, but all are united in their study of God's truth by the 5th, Latin, which has become a common medium through the study of the scriptures.
For Bede, although he's very well aware that there was Christianity in Britain before Augustine's mission,
church historian Eamon Duffy.
Essentially for him, the Roman